Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Super excited to be here. I'm going to make this my big screen here, and then I'm going to take a second. Last time I did this, I was told I jumped into it too quick. And so now I'm going to wait just a second here. So Mike is not here today. He is at an event. He's doing a podcast event for our Next Level and some Millionaire Masterminds and just some people who are... he's teaching them how to set up a podcast to get leads, more or less. And so this is something that we've been doing within our company for a while, and it's really starting to kind of take off. And so we're excited to be able to launch this. And so that's where Mike is today. So I'm actually going to be talking about today, breaking down how we know when our ads are working. I'm going to just give me 1 second here. These lives are clunky as heck, but I'm going to make sure. Can someone write a comment real quick and make sure that I can see the comments as they come in? I think that this is set up properly. Just someone can say I'm here or something like that. If you are, I'm not seeing it, or I have no friends who are going to do this for me. All right. So it looks like if you have written things, I'm not able to see it, which is a little bit of a drag, but we'll live. Okay. So I'm going to be talking about how we can know if our ads are working. And this is I feel like a really popular subject, especially within the circle that we're in. And the reason for it is, oh, I got someone who said hello. Perfect. Okay, I can see your comments. The reason for it is that so many people want to be able to market their cleaning business, but they aren't able to because they don't know how to properly market. And so they say, okay, well, here I go. I'm going to invest some money into my cleaning business. And then they do it. And if they don't see instant results, they're like, okay, I'm out of here because I cannot do this. So what we need to do is we kind of need to change our mindset in how we run ads and what our purpose is or what we're trying to get. So I'm going to break through 3 mistakes that I see the most often. I'm going to give you the solutions to those mistakes, and then I'm going to go deep into a particular subject that I think can help get you results, or at least an understanding of how to get results today. So that's kind of the agenda of how we're going to flow. All right, so here's number one. The number one mistake that people make when they are running ads, and this can be on Google, this can be on Facebook, this can be on Instagram, I don't care what it is that they're just looking at the result. Am I getting clients? And we sometimes think because we're giving money to people, like, okay, I'm giving money to Google, or I'm giving money to Facebook, or I'm giving money to Instagram, that it's supposed to be like how we are as cleaners. We're supposed to, someone gives us money and we do all the work for them and they don't have to worry about it and their house is clean or their business is clean or whatever, whatever, whatever. And so, but that's not what it is. Essentially what's happening is when you're giving money to Facebook or you're giving money to Instagram, you're buying the supplies that you need to be successful in marketing. And so it's not like a done for you, hey, Facebook, here's my money, give me clients, and then all of a sudden it shows up. More or less, you're buying the mops, you're buying the cleaning supplies, you're buying the window cleaner, and now you need to know how to use those so that you can properly work effectively. The number two mistake that I see often is just giving up too soon. And so we launch something, it doesn't get results, and we turn this off. I'm going to give you a secret right here. So marketers, I happen to be a marketer. We are people who just have had a lot of experience in trial and error. We're not any different than anyone on this live. We are just people who've trialed and error more than other people. And so we have a gist of what can work and what doesn't work based on our own experience. And so you kind of have to go through that to understand it. And so, like, for example, if someone came to me from California and said, hey, I'm a residential cleaner and I'd like to get clients, I'm going to say, okay, I have a general idea of what has worked for me in the past and what hasn't worked for me. So let's start here and then let's test some stuff and see what works the best. if someone came to me from New York and said, I want commercial cleaning clients, I would have the exact same answer. Like, I have a general idea of what can work. I don't know if it will for sure, but let's try it. We'll try these different things and we'll see which one sticks the best, and then we'll move forward with that. So you kind of have to do that within your own business. You have to say, like, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want to accomplish. And I need to have the mindset of, I'm going to kind of fiddle with it and see what works best for me. All right, the last one is, and this is the big one, is that we just don't understand the data. So there's a lot, especially with online marketing, we're able to see so much of what our customers are doing and how they're reacting to things. And if we just focus on the result, if we just look at the result and we're like, well, it's not working. It's similar to, like, if you were climbing Mount Everest, and, you know, Mount Everest, there's checkpoints along the way, and that you went to go to a certain checkpoint and then you're like, oh, I can't make it. So you turn around and went back to base camp. And then at base camp, people were like, hey, what went wrong? Like, why didn't you make it to that checkpoint? And you were just like, I don't know. They were like, well, were you cold? Did you get tired? Was the altitude an issue? Was it food? Like, we can help solve some of these things if you tell us. And it's like, well, I don't know. I don't know what the issue was. Then you're going to be stuck at base camp. There's nothing you can do. And you're going to say, well, I can't climb Mount Everest. When the answer is, you probably could. You just didn't have enough food in your backpack or whatever it may be. So we have to have our mindset as we're moving into checkpoints of to get to the end result, which is climbing Mount Everest, or for us, having a system that brings us clients. And so once we kind of have that mindset, we're able to change the way that we market and understand results a little bit better. Okay, so let me talk about the solutions to some of these mistakes that that people make when they start marketing. So the first one is the results versus the no results, right? We talked about that's our mindset and that's where we're at. The solution to this is we have to understand our wins. We have to understand. So Mike talks about this a lot. I've seen him talk about it on his live, where he talks about going to a bar and asking a woman to marry you. Like, she's going to say no. And you're going to go, oh my gosh, I can never talk to women. They never want to marry me. I'm going to be alone the rest of my life. And this is it. But you instead have to break the whole process down. Like, sales works like this, right? You don't just walk into someone and sell them something. You have a system that you kind of walk through. So people happen to be on these computers that we're marketing to, we have to walk them through a very similar process. And so if you, let's just do the bar scenario, if you walk in and start up a conversation and she's laughing and you're laughing, and then you blow your nose into your shirt and she leaves, you can say, well, okay, well, at least I started a conversation, got here, you know, we were talking for 30 minutes, but once I blew my nose in my shirt, that's when she left. Now we can say, okay, let's fix this. And then we fix this and we can go further down the sales funnel. Okay, the next one was giving up. We talked about people just giving up too soon, that they just say, you know what, this isn't working. I'm not seeing results, so therefore I'm out. So something we need to know, and this is important, is that especially in 2020 marketing, so the marketing that we do today, almost all the software that we use, Facebook and Google and Instagram and all these places that the softwares that we use to be able to reach people, they get smarter the more data that they get. And so they're starting cold when we just open up account and start to advertise. And if we hit, you know, we spend $20 and we get one click and then we turn it off because holy smokes, that's an expensive click, $20 a click. The system just got a little bit smarter with that click. And you're most likely, the next couple clicks won't be $20. They're going to come down and down. And first of all, I haven't seen a $20 click, so don't worry about that. But come down and down and down and down and down. Because the system, every time a click comes in, it evaluates what it's doing, who that person is, and what other people are like that. So it's able to kind of go out and find more people like that. So that's why you don't want to just give up, is that sure, the initial, it's kind of like exercising, you know, like the first weights are really heavy, but eventually those weights get lighter and lighter, and that's how the AI is going to work. It's going to kind of figure your account out. It's going to figure out what's working, and it's going to get smarter as it goes. And so your costs will come down. The last one, and this is the one I'm going to kind of hang on, and this is going to be, we're going to really break this down of kind of into the things that you should know when you're looking at your data, because this is a big one, and it's understanding data. So you run a campaign, you launch something on Facebook, you boost your posts, you're doing something on Instagram, you have a Google campaign out, and now you're not seeing results. So what do I do? What's the next step for me? How am I supposed to navigate through this? So I'm going to teach you some things. So a big confusion, and especially as I coach people within our program that we have at Grow My Cleaning Company, is they don't understand how they're being charged. Like, why is Facebook, for example, taking their money when they're not getting results? Like, how does this work? So I'm going to explain this super basic. Something called a CPM. CPM stands for cost per impressions, or impressions is how you're charged when you market online. An impression means someone, the ad was delivered to someone. So you're on Facebook, you scroll through, you see an ad and you scroll past it. You were an impression. That count, that person gets charged because you saw the ad. Now you didn't do anything in the ad, you just scrolled past it. But the impression is what charges. Okay, so some people sometimes think it's cost per click. Oh, it's just how many clicks I get. Then Google or Facebook will just charge me some weird number based on the click. The answer is it's charging you for an impression. And they usually do it by every 1,000. So every 1,000 people that see your ad, there's a cost to that. Maybe it's $40. It's $40 to have 1,000 people see your ad. So if one person clicks, your cost per click is going to be $40. See how that works? It's your impressions that charge you, not the cost per click. Let's say you get 100 people to click. I can't do the math in my head. It's your cost per click is going to be significantly cheaper. So you're not paying per cost per click. You're paying per the impressions, and based on how much someone clicks is what's going to bring that number down. So one of the first things I teach people is you need to know what your current cost per click is. How much is it? And you can go back as far as you've been marketing, or if you're just starting out, that's a number you want to pay attention to. How much does it cost for someone to click on my ad? Because with this logic, we know if as we start to make changes to the ad, if that cost comes down, what's happening? It means more people are clicking the ad. And if more people are clicking the ad, that means more people like the ad, that it's resonating with them, that it's working. So that's a number to us. When we see cost per clicks going down, that's to say, all right, your messaging is right. Your pain that you're talking to is right. The promotion you're running is correct. It's worded correctly. It's drawing people in. And so then you can create a baseline of kind of like, this is my cost per click, right? This cost me, let's go $2.20 to get someone to come to my website. And it used to cost me $3.20, but I made these changes and now it's $2.20. So now I'm going to make another change and maybe it goes up to $2.60. You go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's go back to the other one, $2.20. And you're able to just kind of make changes that way. So that's why cost per click is not based, it's not just some weird number that they're charging you. It's so that you can understand like, okay, this is my cost per click and this is how I can bring it down, is by getting more clicks or having a messaging that works better. The next thing you need to know is something called a CTR. It stands for click-through rate. I'm going to give you just three of these, by the way, so it's not going to overwhelm you. Cost per click. You need to know your cost per click and understand that when it goes down, it means more people are clicking, which means your ad is working. A CTR is pretty much the same as a cost per click, but it's going to give it to you in a percentage form. So of every 100 people, how many are clicking your ad and going to your website? Your CTR is going to, it's going to show into a percentage, and that's going to help you be able to know when it's working better or when it's working worse. So if you run an ad and your CTR is 0.20, that's not very good. That's far less than 1%. So your website, you know, and when you're running ads, and this is usually what we tell people, you should at least be above a 1% at minimum. At minimum, your ad should, for every 100 people, one person should at least click on the ad. And if it's not, now you can look at that data and make a change. If you understand that, if you look at the CTR and you say, oh, I'm supposed to be at 1%. And that's just on social media. It could be higher on Google, should be higher on Google because people are searching for you. And so if you're at 1%, you can say, looks like I'm being seen by 100 people and no one's clicking on the ad. I need to change my messaging. I need to change my picture. I need to change my headline. And you can start making these changes to draw people in more. Maybe I need to give a promotion. Maybe I need to try to do a pain. Maybe I need to try problem awareness or something like this to bring people more in. The last one that you should know is your conversion rate of your site. So I'm going to teach you the formula of how you can know what your conversion rate is. Your conversion rate is how many people come to your site and how many of them take action of what you want to do. Now, this is a big one when it comes to online marketing, because sometimes we think it's the ad's fault when it's actually the website's fault. So a conversion rate is you divide the action. So if it's a lead, if it's a appointment, whatever it may be, by the clicks that you get. So whatever is housing your website. So we use ClickFunnels within our program. If you're using Wix, if you're using WordPress, if you're, Google Analytics can also tell you this kind of stuff. So if you're using any of this, you just can simply go in and say how many, and you're going to be looking at visitors, not visits. So you look at the column where it says visitors and you say, how many visitors did I have last month? And then you can say, how many leads did I get last month? And you can cross compare that. And if you had 150 visitors and you got two leads, that is a 1%, weird, 1% conversion rate. Now your website conversion rate should be a minimum of 10%. So if that's the case, you know that your site's not converting well, especially if you're running marketing to it. If you're running direct ads to it, it should be 20%. Yeah, you should be around 15 to 20% if you're running ads to it. So if you're at that 1%, so this means that let's say you look at your ad and your cost per click is coming down. Your CTR is above a 1%. Let's say you have a 2%, 3% CTR. And then you look at your conversion rate and it's 1.3. It's not the ad's fault. The ad is driving people to your website. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's the fact that your website's not converting. That's the real issue. So now that you look at that and you say, oh my gosh, my website's not converting, you're essentially wasting money by just kind of throwing it into using an ad that's working to a website that doesn't work. So this is why when you set up your ads and anything that you do, you should set them up into launch sequences, kind of like the Climbing Everest checkpoint stuff. So what you don't want to do is launch an ad and leave it on and never look at it and just kind of wait for your phone to ring with appointments. And the other thing you don't want to do is like launch it and forget about it. Just be like, okay, or turn it off too soon. Oh, it's not working, turn it off. You really want to make sure that you look at what's working and what's not working. And so if your ad is, and I see this is a very common one. So this is why I want to talk about this, is that people run ads and they'll say, Jared, I've ran an ad for a week. I have no leads. And we'll say, great, let's look at it. And we'll dive in and we'll look at it. And I'll say, dude, your ad is working. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. Your website is not converting. This is the issue. So what our advice is, pause your ads. Let's make some adjustments to your websites and then turn the ads back on and run that for about 5 days and see if we can see a conversion rate go up. And if it doesn't go up, pause the ads. Let's make some changes to what we're doing. One of the biggest, fastest ways that we can get results is that we simply take what's working in the ad and we bring it into the website. Because if people are clicking on it from an ad standpoint, they're most likely going to take action on the website. And so we take the similar messaging that's taking place on the ad and we swing it into the website. And then usually that just makes that more cohesive and people are more likely to take an action. One of the last things I want to leave you with, it's in this book. It's called .com Secrets. Is it talks about if your website is too long, like it has, you know, enter your credit card information, enter this. What time of day? What's the biggest pain you have with your cleaners now? When can we do that? People are your conversion rate's going to be low. And so what you want to do is you want to get someone to commit something small and then kind of ask them the more bigger questions. So for example, hey, we're going to solve your problems. We're going to solve your pain. This is going to be a great thing for you. What's your name and email so that we can XYZ? And they say, oh, it's Jared and here's my email. And then you take them to the second page. And the second page can be, all right, let's get an appointment set up. Let's do all this kind of stuff. Because the psychology of it is because they've committed something small and it was intimidating that now they're more invested. And so they're more likely to fill out those things. Plus, if they leave, you have their name and email and you can email them and say, hey, I noticed you were on the site. I noticed you got this thing. You didn't fill out the form. Here's the link to go back to the form if you want to fill it out. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach me out. And therefore, you're not just losing someone out into cyberspace, but you're able to kind of follow up with them. So that is the rundown of how this works. You want to make sure when you are running ads that you don't just turn them off or you don't just run off to the hills or say, oh, it doesn't work for me. We've worked with hundreds of owners of cleaning companies and some people we can get it pretty quick based on their area and their demographics or their experience with marketing and they understand the messaging, but what they're going to launch. And then there's some people who need help. I need work. I need time to just kind of figure this out. And so they just kind of pluck at it for a while. But the idea is you're buying the cleaning supplies. You're not buying the result. So you have to take time to learn how to do everything properly. And then once you do, you can automate everything that you do and then move on with your life. So that's it for our live today. Thank you. I think Mike will be back on Thursday with you and he'll teach you all about how to grow your cleaning company and all that kind of stuff. I appreciate you guys tuning in and I'll see you guys probably the next time Mike's out of town and needs a live done.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.